Welcome to OK Sis. We are two cultural observers
and curious minds who happen to be related.
I'm Scout.
And I'm Maddie. Get ready for some serious sororal energy
as we chat about and comment on one another's current fixation of the week.
Ready, sisters? Welcome back to OK Sis. My name is Maddie.
And I am Scout, and we are the sisters behind OK Sis Podcast.
And the volume inside of this bus is astronomical.
Actually, you are talking quite fucking loud. There is no Zoom screen in between us right now.
So Scott, why are you in my presence today?
So it is Mother's Day, so I decided to surprise our mom had babe on Mother's Day, and so I drove up to Los Angeles, and we're like 4 feet apart, and we're doing a little social distancing Mother's Day, and so we decided to hop on the mic and record an intro, and this is actually bringing me so much joy.
I know, I haven't used our recorder in so long. I was like, do I even know how to turn this on?
It's and so we just got so strange. Used to the online Zoom. We've had, like, we can't even tell you
how many fucking issues
we've had, guys. Like, I'm such
and
a good...
I can now interrupt you, and it feels great.
Yeah, fuck off. It is, like, the amount of editing that goes into these remote recordings is a fucking joke. Mm-hmm. So this is what we're supposed to be doing. This is our calling, sitting and talking, you and me.
I mean, that's the reason we never did remote recordings before, is because there is a sense of distance, obviously, that you get, but then the whole lag time, and is the connection going to work, and we can't interrupt each other. It's just unnatural for us.
Yeah, it doesn't work. So this is amazing. I think that you should come down to San Diego to record a few fix me ups on the roof of my apartment.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, you know what? Get your ass in the car.
Okay.
And drive down to San Diego.
I know. It only did take you an hour and 53 minutes, which is wild.
Literally, if you're going to, you should drive just for the experience of driving to San
Diego without traffic. I know.
It is amazing. It's almost godly. You feel kind of holy in the pursuit of driving from San Diego to Los Angeles with no traffic.
I see. So big news. We are famous now.
Oh, Jesus Christ. You were so drunk Friday night. You literally FaceTimed me 5 times.
It didn't matter because this news was so astronomical. That's like my new word now. So we're famous because I posted, because I am our resident memester.
Can you say that? But I've come up with a few of our memes.
I understand,
and
but
you
I came
don't
up with
give
this
me,
one.
You don't give me any credit for the ones that I came up
okay,
with.
Okay, I came up with this one. So, and I pay for the meme app.
Don't even.
So, I posted this meme of Sonia Morgan. This is an old photo from a past season. There's been a lot of memes that are made of it, but it's her in her bed with a little tiara on, and I said, when you're classy, bougie, and ratchet, and she commented on it.
Also, if you don't know, Sonia from Real Housewives of New York.
Sure. She commented on it and said, haha, that's me. And then I sent it to comments by celebs, also comments by Bravo, just in case they, you know, wanted to dabble in this revel of a comment, and they posted it. Comments by Bravo. And you know what? We're just famous. We've made it. We have officially made it. And then Bravo also, like, Bravo the account commented on our post. And it's really nice to be recognized. Like, after all this hard work.
We're not even Bravo bitches. Like, if this was ABC and The Bachelor, it would be so much more satisfying, in my opinion.
I know, but this is pretty huge.
No, it's pretty big. It's pretty big just because it's an account by comments by celebs. I think that's what makes it really big.
Exactly. And then they're going to come on our pod.
They are.
Soon. Emma and Julie. So they... We were supposed to have them on a while ago, but they live in New York. Mm-hmm. So now that we're subjected to remote recordings, we're going to have them on in the coming weeks. So stay tuned.
That's very exciting.
I know. How are you, Scout? What other things are going on in your life?
You know, a lot of things are going on in my life. As we spoke about, I think, on the last few episodes, I don't remember which one, I'm going through an up-leveling phase in my business and spiritual awakening situations. And so I have hired a spiritual growth and emotional coach. I feel as if we are obviously huge proponents of therapy, but I've been in therapy for so long, and talk therapy and all that stuff. I think I needed a little bit a higher level of support. And so my coach is available on Voxer, like throughout the business hours. And if you don't know Voxer, it's a texting app where you can send voice notes. And so it's hard sometimes in therapy because I get anxious over things in the middle of the day and I don't have therapy for like 3 days. And it's hard for me to really figure out what the problem is. But with this coach, I can Voxer her, tell her what's going on. And we really go into deep, like the underlying issues versus just talking about it and getting it out of my system. Like we really understand my belief system and my limiting beliefs and all these things. So it's been really great. And ever since I made the decision to bring on a coach to support me emotionally, I have felt like good things keep coming into my life ever since then. I felt like it was the right move for me and the universe is now rewarding me by opening me up to so many other opportunities. So that's kind of where I'm at. I'm actually like really seeing life in a very different lens during quarantine because I've done a lot of spiritual work and I don't know exactly how to articulate it. So I won't at this current moment, but I am seeing kind of my emotional space and my energetic space in the universe as something quite different than what I used to. And so I'm very grateful that I'm using like that quarantine has brought me these realizations, but I can't articulate it yet. I'll be back.
Okay. We're happy for your emotional journey, your spirituality awakening.
Are you happy for me, Mads?
I don't really have anything to contribute. I do agree with you that during quarantine, there's been a lot of self-reflection mm-hmm. and introspection that people are doing and that I've been doing. So I'm with you there. Not with you with the whole higher level power. But I, as I say, I love it for you.
Thank
because
you.
This is what you're supposed to do. You know what I mean?
It is. Maybe one day you'll do it too. Who knows?
Who knows? Who knows?
Yeah.
How
are you doing?
Yeah. You know, life has been good. This is the first time I put on jeans in a couple months. And yeah, I think the fluctuations in mood have leveled out.
Oh, good.
So that is positive. But
still the same old, same old?
Yeah. You know what? It's like stale.
It's stale.
You know, the mind is just stale.
Yeah. So I started reading Normal People by Sally Rooney because you rave about it. Should have given me a warning.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's some depression undertones in
there. You didn't warn me.
Yeah.
And
I got a lot of psychological underpinnings. Yeah.
I got quite depressed for a moment there. I had to stop reading it.
Yeah.
The girl, Marianne, I can relate to on certain levels. Obviously not in the some physical levels that I won't spoil, but not that level. But psychologically, like when she says, I wish I was just like normal people, like do you know how many times I've said that to myself? I was so not okay. And then I just felt so bad for her because I knew that she thought she was damaged and she wasn't helping herself. And I just wanted to help her. And I couldn't. Like I had to stop. I'm not going to watch the TV show. It's too much for me.
Ugh. It's so sad because it's such an impactful book and show. And there's just such great sex scenes in it, too, that you're missing
okay,
out on.
Okay, also, I want to touch on the fact that these kids are 16, but they're fucking like they're 28. Like, nobody has that kind of sexual confidence when you're 15 or 16. These kids are, like, talking dirty and, like, come over here and fuck me. Like, this is not how 16-year-olds act when it comes to sex. It is awkward. You don't know what you're doing. It's your first time seeing a penis. Like, these kids are, like, talking like they're fucking porn stars and in touch with their sexuality at the age of 15. No, you didn't get that?
I mean, I got that, but I was just enamored by the level of intimacy and sexual confidence that I loved it. I didn't really remember that they were 16 yeah. because in the next year they become 20 or something.
Yeah, and find me a 16-year-old that has sex like that.
Okay, well,
this guy's like experienced already.
Connell.
Connell's like had sex with like 20 chicks by now.
I mean,
he's like some
kids in high school have sex with a lot of people.
Yeah, but no one is that confident, sexually confident. They might feel like they are, but
okay, well then maybe that's just what they feel.
Well, the way Sally Rooney is talking about these kids, it's like they are mature people who understand their pleasure zone.
Well, you know what? Maybe that's how Sally Rooney was when she was 16. I don't doubt it.
I mean, I hope so for her sake.
Yeah. Let me try to think of other content corner things.
I'm reading a lot.
So I just finished the show Never Have I Ever. It's by Mindy Kaling. She created it. And
ooh.
It is. Oh, you would love it. It's
really
very sweet, tender. Ugh, it's about this Indian girl in high school who has a crush on a guy. And it's very coming of age story, but then also has these, you know, her dad passed away, so there was, like, trauma there and, like, her overcoming all of these types of emotions in high school. And it's – I know that this, like – This should be celebrated. Like, the show is extremely diverse. Like, it is diverse for diversity's sake, if that makes sense. Like,
okay.
They make a point to not have, like, a single white person in the show.
Okay.
Except for a Jew.
Throw white. A Jew in there.
He's white.
Okay, got it.
But he's, like, a main character. I mean, but he's the only white guy because he's a Jew. Okay. But I'm just saying, it's very, it's refreshing. It's so great. And you obviously learn a lot about Indian culture as well. So it's a great kind of bridge. I would highly recommend it. Very easy watch. I also watched the new season of Working Moms, just released on Netflix. Mm-hmm. Very good show. The season was okay. But I just, you know, it's light. It's fun. Uncomplicated, what have you. Insecure is still going on. Apparently SNL just ended this season on Saturday, so I have to catch up on that bad boy. Yeah, that's pretty much been my my TV my TV-ness.
Your TV intake?
My TV intake. Dead to Me just came out, the season 2, so I got to get on that. There's a lot.
So I'm still watching The Office, and Jim and Pam have yet to fall in love. I didn't realize that
You watched The Office before?
Yeah, but I didn't realize it took to like season like 6 for them to fall in love. I thought they fell in love by like season end of season 2.
That's the whole point, the sexual tension.
God,
the
it is going up, on the forever.
He kisses her. Well, the thing
I already got to the point where he kisses her
the
before.
Casino night.
Yeah,
right.
That's
and then,
great.
And then he dates Rashida Jones. And
Rashida
then,
Jones. We're right there. I'm
and
right
then
there.
When she. When
wait, he, wait, wait. I don't like remember everything specific. From, oh so God. Like don't. I just remember. Like the main
but
arc.
Are they together now?
No, they're not together yet. She just got back with Roy and then dumped Roy.
Okay, I know the exact moment where they start dating. It's so cute.
I forgot that, so I don't want you to tell me.
Okay,
I'm just freaking waiting.
Oh my God,
John Krasinski, make your move. No, Pam, make your move. What is wrong with her?
She's shy.
She's afraid of true love.
She's afraid of to ruin the friendship.
No, she's afraid of a real connection.
Okay, anyways. All right, so yeah, you're watching that.
John Krasinski, like, I think about celebrity crushes, and it's not even that I have a crush on John Krasinski. It's that I have a crush on Jim. Like, Jim is my celebrity crush.
Oh, no. So, like, that's why I don't put John Krasinski in my top 3 celebrity crushes anymore.
It's because it's not him.
Because it's not, well, it's not him anymore. Like, literally, he grew into this, like, Marvel, like, big, not Marvel, Jack
like
Ryan.
Jack.
Yeah. And I'm like, unsubscribe, please.
Yeah, unsubscribe.
I would like the lanky, tall Jim Halpert. Ugh. That's all I want.
That's all I want. Oh, I
know.
Just want
well,
Jim
it's
Halpert.
The same with what happened with your boy.
Chris Pratt?
Yeah.
I hear you.
When he got jacked, I was like, no. I don't think we like
the macho man.
The macho.
Mm-mm.
No.
Mm-mm.
It's not for me.
Yeah, Adam's like a perfect mix because he's super cut and has like a really good body.
Cut.
Well, he is. He's
yeah,
really cut and he has a good body, but he's not like a big bro. You know what
I
mean?
Yeah. No, Ben is the same. We call him underrated yoked.
Yeah, underrated. That's a
good
one.
You know what I
mean? Although
like you wouldn't think it, but then he takes off his shirt and he's like,
yeah, he's yoked.
Yeah.
Ew, I hate that word. It's the worst fucking word.
It's okay. Such a bro
so
word. Look at us being bros.
We're such bros. We basically, I was going to say I basically went to a sorority, but like you actually went to a sorority, so that's not
went
a joke.
Went to a sorority.
Or joined one. I don't know what the proper terminology is.
Yeah.
So I have been on a Nicolas Cage kick, and I'll tell
Christ.
You what is going on with the situation is that we watched Con Air last night, which is like one of his 90s movies from the 90s, and it's so good, but it's so 90s, and so we've just been trying to watch a bunch of Nicolas Cage movies because he is obviously going to be Joe Exotic in the Tiger King remake and that not remake make of the movie. And then Disney Plus, your boyfriend sent me a text, Ben sent me a text. Disney Plus is now doing a National Treasure TV show on Disney Plus with Nicolas Cage. So I am just like here for Nicolas Cage on so many levels, which is so weird because I used to sincerely think there was something psychologically wrong with him and scary because I watched Wicker Man, never watched that movie, but he's actually incredible and I love him dearly.
Okay, well, is he married?
I don't know. Nicolas Cage is not, I don't think he's like the best husband situation. I think he just has he beats to the tune of his own drum, like,
got it.
His hair's flowing in the wind.
Got it.
And his muscles are out and whatever. He's doing weird shit. He's wearing like a cow print blazer.
Sure, sure.
But books I am reading, ever since I started reading on the iPad, I've been going nuts. In a little over a week, I have read Girl Wash Your Face by Rachel Hollis. Ego is the Enemy by Ryan Holiday. I'm almost done with You Are a Badass by Jen Sincero. And then I had to stop Normal People by Sally Rooney, but I will keep it up. But I would say out of those books, read Girl Wash Your Face by Rachel Hollis. It is very good. There is a very big aspect of like motherhood in there. So if you're not a mom, like you might not relate to some of the chapters, but there are incredible lessons on each one. She's motivating and approachable and inspiring, but she's also like tough love, like get your ass in gear. Ego.
Yeah, I'm not doing motivational self improvement books anymore.
That's the only thing I do.
Yes. I've been reading the new Emma Straub book called All Adults Here. I can't get into it. I'm just, again, like I'm in this bad streak and I can't stop reading it. I can't just like abandon it.
I'm really emotional. So sometimes fiction books make me depressed. Because I tap into the inner meaning of the art too much.
Oh, Jesus.
Like, I'm like, oh, my God, sentence, that prose, it's hitting me deeply.
Ugh, the prose. I mean, anytime I think of prose, you know what I think of?
Right.
Milan Kundera and the Unbearable Lightness of Being. I just think, ugh, the
book.
Prose.
Well, that's, okay, I was a literature student. Like, this is what, I love poetry.
No, I do, too. I love that book. I'm just saying, it's just, like, so funny.
I just get so depressed because I think of the human condition and it's too much for me.
Sure, so, the human condition.
I would recommend Ego is the Enemy. However, if you're going into that book, understand that that book has no concept of joy whatsoever, but the principles are very good to apply. But remember that life doesn't need to be hard and it can be joyful. I think Ryan Holiday forgot that message in that book, but mind-blowing concepts for sure. And You're a Badass by Jen Sincero, I think, is a really good beginner book to self-improvement because it's not the principles are basic enough to understand, but it's very, very much more approachable. It's just easy. It's an easy read.
Yeah. The only nonfiction book on my list right now is How to Do Nothing by Jenny Odell. I've heard that is an incredible book, and I've also listened to her on a podcast, and she is very eloquent and thought-provoking. Reminds me of Gia Tolentino. My girl.
Which I have to read.
Trick Mirror.
I've never read Trick Mirror.
You?
I think I'm going to get depressed.
What? Do you know what it is?
Anything deep.
It's, okay. She talks about the commercialization of feminism and the optimization of millennials and eating sweet green and her take on The Wing and that stuff.
Oh, I can do that.
You would love her.
I thought it was like more emotional stuff.
Well, there is some emotion because she's a human of the human condition, as you said.
Oh, my God. I listened to the most incredible meditation. I have to send it to you tonight.
Okay.
It's just amazing. I listened to it twice in a row.
Oh, beautiful. As in like right after another?
Like right after another.
Oh, jeez. Yikes.
You would love the way she speaks. Like her prose is quite
I don't think
phenomenal.
You can say prose when it's someone speaking.
Why? An audiobook? Prose. It was written first.
But was the meditation written?
Yeah, she wrote it down and then she delivered the speech.
So you would say a TED talk is prose?
Yeah. If you write down something, it's prose. but is it literary prose or is it speech prose?
I don't think. Okay, we need to look up the definition. Okay. What other things? I guess is that it? I feel like I want to keep talking.
I know, I do
but
not.
I don't know. What
this
else.
Episode also is going to be so long because I feel like this intro is long, and then we talk to the Sister Diary ladies forever. But
oh my gosh, yes.
I feel very energized right now. Like I could literally sit here for 3 more hours talking.
I
to
know.
You.
It's because we just have not talked face to face. It's so long.
It feels good. It feels really good.
Okay, so let's do some housekeeping.
Okay, cool. So you can still purchase our OK Sis Girl Gang the Label sweatsuit, which, guys, it is comfy season in quarantine, so I don't know what the fuck you're doing if you haven't ordered it yet. You can go to girlgangthelabel.com or click the link in our show notes. We also have a secret Facebook group that's Go Win Off. It's OK Sisters, also link in show notes. We do like a Zoom happy hour with our sisters every other week, and we post about it there, so you guys can get the Zoom link there. And then if you really like this podcast, rate, review, subscribe, woohoo, and text it to some friends, guys. Let's spread the sisterhood and follow us on TikTok at OK Sis Podcast because we churned out some premium content today. Maddie gave me my TikTok manager. She gave me some lessons on the woe.
Yes, I taught her how to woe. I don't really think I'm very skilled at hitting the woe. I think I'm obviously a little more experienced than Scout is. So I did teach her, and it was very silly and fun. So be sure to
I didn't do the
go
woe
check
woe.
It out. What?
I didn't do it well.
Oh, no, you didn't do it well.
Like, it's not in the cards for me. No, I think I should just make up a different move that works for me.
Nope. Because you can't break the rules? No. You need to be part of the TikTok community. You can't break the rules. Can't do it. Sorry.
I'm a rebel.
Nope. That doesn't work that way. Sorry.
I mean, the way we're doing it, our TikTok fame is not going well, so maybe.
Don't you dare speak that into existence. We are on the path. We're churning out. It's just like, you know, part of that content stream where you just got to keep posting. And then one day it'll just all miraculously come to fruition for us.
I don't think that's how the world works. Okay. Okay, sisters, we have some really good news for you. You know that we talk a lot about mental health on this podcast since I suffer from bipolar disorder and Mads has just recently found herself in therapy over the last 2 years. Something that you guys have been DMing me about is that your health insurance either doesn't cover therapy or it's hard to get therapeutic relief with your current health insurance. We have teamed up with BetterHelp. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You can start communicating in under 24 hours. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It's professional counseling done securely online. And you can have it worldwide. So wherever you're listening to this, BetterHelp can help you. You'll get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions so you won't ever have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room as with traditional therapy, which, hello, it's quarantine, so everything's online anyways. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselor if needed. And sisters, it's more affordable than traditional offline counseling and financial aid is available. BetterHelp and Okay Sis wants you to start living a happier life today. Visit their website at betterhelp.com/OKSis. That's BetterHelp.com/OKSis. And you guys get 10% off your first month. So we really wanted to partner with them because we know that emotions are running really high during this time. As Mads has talked about, her emotions have been like all over the place with quarantine, sheltering in place. And we want you guys to have someone that you can talk to professionally.
Yes. So get BetterHelp at BetterHelp, BetterHelp.com/OKSis for 10% off your first month. Get your mind right. Let's get into therapy, guys.
We are big therapy proponents. Hello.
Okay, this week, oh, do we have an episode for you? We have the beautiful, the sister duo, Lauren and Maddie Orlando behind the Sister Diary podcast. They are Gen Z. They are hip. They are everything we want to be in this world.
Lauren is 13 years younger than me, and that just makes me feel a type of way about my life.
But they are thriving, and we had such a great talk with them, especially diving into Gen Z topics. You guys all know that I'm trying to become a Gen Zer and tap into that market because that is the way of the future and we need to be in tune with them. So this was great market research for us. We got a lot of information from them.
Also, I was really impressed by Lauren and Maddie's kind of business acumen and maturity levels. They're obviously quite focused on their career with YouTube and fashion lines. I'm sure you guys have seen them on Instagram. They're all over Instagram and TikTok and YouTube and all that. But I was really surprised how down to earth, since like Lauren started her YouTube channel at the age of 8, she's had millions of followers basically her whole life. But the wisdom that they spewed out and also just their level of groundedness, I was very impressed.
Yeah, they're from Canada. They're obviously there quarantining. So it just felt really homely and sisterly. And it was a really cozy chat. And
also, we're on their podcast, guys. If you want to go check it out, part one just dropped last Friday. And then part two, I don't know, I think it's dropping this week.
And it was so fun. They didn't know who Bill Hader or Nicolas Cage were. And it was just...
It was traumatic.
It was traumatic, but
we giggled our way through.
We were glad to educate them and be of service in that way.
And they educated us. And exactly. They're of service to us. So.
It's just an exchange of wisdom here.
Yeah. Yeah. So we hope you enjoy, sisters. Love you.
Lauren and Maddie Orlando are sisters and hosts of the podcast, The Sister Diary, a show where they discuss a range of lifestyle topics pertaining to teenagers and young adults. Separately, Lauren is an actress and YouTuber and has been sharing her life on social media since she was 8 years old. Maddie also makes YouTube videos and is the creator and designer of a clothing company called Artless. Without further ado, Lauren and Maddie.
Hello.
How are you guys?
Hey, sisters. How you doing?
Real sisters here, all four of us. I love that.
Sister podcasters.
You've never podcasted with sisters before.
This is a first for us. I mean, we've had sisters on the pod as guests, but we've never had podcast host sisters. This is like so meta.
I feel like this is the first podcast we've done with other podcasters too, is it?
We've had
Mimi. Oh, Mimi, yeah. We have one other, but yeah. That's it.
But other than that, you guys, yeah, we always love talking to podcasters because it's like, you guys, you're just like, you just know what's up. Like, you know how it all works and
more than us, clearly.
Yeah, definitely. We're pretty new to the whole podcasting scene still, but it's always great talking to other podcasters.
So before we get into current fixations, I want to know, how many years apart are you guys?
Are we 8 years?
I think we're eight years. Yeah. I'm 15.
Oh, that's a lot.
Yeah, I'm the oldest in our family and there's four of us and she's the youngest. So it's funny that we're the ones who hang out now because we have like our other two siblings and they hang out more together because of work stuff. But yeah, there's a big age group or age difference.
Yeah, that is a big age difference.
Also, how are we going to distinguish between the two Maddies on the pod?
Well, you're loud, Mads, so.
Oh.
Why don't you guys, will you guys introduce yourselves so everyone can know who's who?
Yeah, for sure. Okay, that's so true because our voices sound the same. So I'm Maddie.
Orlando.
Oh, wait, your name's Maddie too. Is that what you were saying?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Maddie Orlando.
I'm Lauren Orlando and
Maddie Orlando.
And yeah, I feel like we're going to need nicknames or something here.
Yeah, that's hilarious. I mean, everyone knows Mad's voice from our listeners. They'll be able to tell the difference.
Yeah. Perfect. So we'll get into everything. We'll get into everything podcasting and podcasting hosts and such. But first, let's get into current fixations.
Okay, I'll go first. So I know that we talk a lot about skincare on this podcast, but I have literally been in search of the perfect moisturizer forever since I started getting into skincare. And I've tried so many different ones and I haven't found the perfect one that felt the best. And I just tried the Surreal Moisturizer from Facile, who we've had the founder of Facile on our podcast. And it is so amazing because it's marketed as like an intense moisturizer meant to help, like, not cure, but from like extreme exfoliation or a lot of retinoid use. It's really, really intense moisture. And I have really dry skin. So I decided to try it. And literally, I know you're not supposed to touch your face during the day, but if I do, like, it feels like butter. Like, it feels rich and creamy and hydrated, and it lasts all day long, that feeling. Like, I am shocked. Right now, it's on back order, but I would just order it for when it comes so you guys get, like, number one, you know, when it comes. But it is, I have never been more impressed with a moisturizer, and I might even say I've never been more impressed with a skincare product, actually. It's really great. It's called the Surreal Moisturizer by Facile.
Wow. Yeah, that sounds so nice. I feel like I'm also on, like, a never-ending search for the perfect moisturizer, so I might have to try it out.
I've never even heard of that brand. Where did you get it from?
Yeah, so they are a spa in Los Angeles, and they have their own skincare brand. So they have a few products. If you just go to, I don't know, just type in Facile skincare, it'll show up on Google, and you can buy it on their website.
Amazing. I'm definitely checking that out.
Yeah, it's good. Mads?
That was a good endorsement.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I'm, like, obsessed. I'm obsessed with this moisturizer. I, like, get excited to put it on every morning and night. That's how, like, nourishing it is for my skin.
I love that when you have a skincare product that you're just, like, excited to wake up and put on your face. It's a great feeling. Okay, my current fixation. Recently, I have reignited my love for my iPad. So I have this large iPad, and I got it because I wanted to start doing New York Times crossword puzzles. And I did it for like a week. And then I literally never touched the iPad again. And recently, I've just been so obsessed with this one TikTok account that I mentioned on a previous episode, of this girl that does like handwriting calligraphy, not even calligraphy. It's like handwriting porn. It is so incredible. So she inspired me to start writing on my iPad and write all these like cute little notes and be all creative. And I am, you know, not at the place where I want it to look yet, but I will get there with the right practice. But I also have started to read on the iPad. So everyone knows my qualm with the Kindle. I started reading on a Kindle and I
was not a fan, but I wanted a larger screen. And also during quarantine, I can't buy things on Amazon because it takes like 2 weeks to get to me. So it's like with the iPad, I can just go in the Books app, purchase the book for like $5, and it's there automatically. And I really love the larger screen. So I've actually been enjoying reading on the iPad better than the Kindle. And the iPad is just so versatile. It is incredible. I'm watching Hulu on it. I'm just doing everything on it. I cannot believe I lived without it before. And I love it.
Oh my God. I literally was going to say the same thing because I just got an iPad too. And I read on it. I'm obsessed with it. But do you have the pen?
Yes, of course.
I need the pen. I didn't buy it because I was like, I don't know if I need it yet, but I think I need it.
You need the pen.
You have to get the pen. So I just got the app called Good Notes, and it's super like trendy and cute. You can like make little notebooks and then write in it with the pen. And it feels like you're writing in an actual notebook. You have highlighters, you have all of these different like cool penmanship things and options at your disposal. And I would highly recommend getting the pen. It helps.
Okay. I'm going to buy it. I'm very convinced from this podcast already. Like I need moisturizer. I need a pen.
We're so influential.
Maddie Orlando. Was that going to be your current fixation? The iPad?
Yeah. I literally just got it right here. Oh my God. I got it like last week.
You got it for the podcast, right?
Like, yeah.
That was one of the reasons.
Just so I don't have to have my computer screen when we're recording like in person with guests, but also for reading, since I feel like it's a waste to have so many books, like it's expensive to buy them and then I don't really use them again or look at them. So I want to get an iPad so it's just easier to read. And then also so I could read in my bed with the lights off and I don't have to get up and turn the light off when I want to go to sleep.
Very good. I love it. Yeah, maybe I should start reading on my iPad. I don't know. I'm more of a physical book kind of girl, but you guys are intriguing me.
Try it. Try it out.
Yeah, just try it out on the iPad. It's a different experience than the Kindle. There's also a night mode, which I'm sure the Kindle has, but so it doesn't hurt your eyes as much in the nighttime if it goes, it's like dark with white letters. It actually doesn't, it's not as weird as you would assume. But yeah, I mean, I'm a huge physical book person, but it's been, I've been loving it.
Cool. We've never had someone that had the same current fixation as you.
I know. Look at us. Just the Maddies, you know.
We're on another wavelength. Like we're telepathic. Yeah,
exactly. Okay, Lauren, what is your current fixation?
I was just going to say, okay, is it okay if my current fixation is like not a product, but so basically you mentioned that you have been spending some time on TikTok and that's actually been how I've spent a lot of my time. But my current fixation right now is the Netflix show Outer Banks, which I learned about from TikTok. So I don't know if you've seen it, but it's basically about these teenagers that live on this island and they are just having so much fun. And I think everyone's watching it in quarantine right now and just like living through them kind of thing. But yeah, it's just such a fun show and it's just these teenagers. It's like a kind of like a, there's like a mystery element to it, but
it feels like Riverdale a little bit.
A little bit.
Lauren, this is, I'm like so excited that, I mean, I'm excited that both of you guys are on the podcast, but I'm very intrigued with Lauren because I love Gen Z and I am just perpetually trying to become a Gen Zer. I follow you on TikTok. I am very aware of both of your presences on TikTok. We talk about TikTok every episode recently. Same. Because it's just been infiltrating our entire existence, it feels like. But I'm so excited you said something about Outer Banks because yes, my roommates and I tried to watch this show and it is just that. It is very, very teenage, like Riverdale-y, like cringe mode. I don't know. We couldn't really get through it because we were just like, what the fuck is happening? Like, the people are very good looking on it. So that was nice as a, you know, just a visual aid, if you will. But yeah, what a show. That it is all over TikTok as well. That is true.
Yeah, I was going to say, one thing that people are saying about it is that it's a little bit cheesy, which I could definitely see, especially if you were older than I am. But but yeah, it doesn't, let's just say it makes it easier to watch because there's just such a beautiful cast.
I've never even heard of the show, which I feel like really reveals my age of the ripe 28. And I feel really behind in life right now that I have never even literally heard of the name of this TV show.
I think it's new.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Scout, it's not for you. Don't. You're not the target demo.
You're not missing out.
Yeah.
Got it.
Okay, let's get into both of you. I'm so excited to talk to you. I first want to start with Lauren. So you have like an unnaturally large following on all of the social channels, and you're 15, right?
Yeah, I'm 15.
Yeah, you started when you were 8. Like, how did you have the foresight to start at 8? And like, what did that look like?
Yeah, well, I started on YouTube, and I actually started because my brother sings, and we have another sister who makes all of his videos. And back then when they were starting their YouTube channel, they started a little bit before me. I guess I was kind of just like watching them do it. And I was like, no, I have to be like part of this. I'm missing out. And so our other sister, Darian, just helped me make my videos. And in the beginning, they were a little bit awkward because I was just like kind of a shy little 8-year-old. And I was doing a lot of challenge videos and videos with my friends and my brother. And yeah, it's kind of just evolved. I was on Musical.ly for a little bit before it became TikTok. And yeah, now I also make some videos on TikTok, mostly dances. We like to do them together. But yeah, it just kind of evolved from being like, I don't really know how it happened. It just started with a few YouTube videos and then a few years later, here we are.
How does that feel though? Because I feel like when you're 8, you might not understand that there's a life without that many followers. And then usually people get followers when they're older and they can be like, oh, this is so interesting that all these people follow me. Is that just part of your, like, is this normal to have millions of followers on Instagram? Or what does that feel like for you?
Well, I don't really remember a time when I wasn't on social media. So I guess in a way, it wasn't something that I was super aware of as it was happening. When I was younger, I just kind of saw it as like, oh, I'm posting these videos and for some reason people are watching them. But now I think I understand it more, that it's like every view is an actual person on the other side of the screen. And yeah, I don't know. It's really crazy to think about still, even though it's been like 7 years.
So you're in high school, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I think just like, there's a couple questions I have. One is like, how is quarantine during high school? Like, is that sucky or are you like, I have more to have high school to experience. I'm kind of fine being stuck at home.
I mean, definitely a little bit of that. I think everyone's missing their friends right now, but at the same time, my school day was pretty long. I used to get home at like 7 o'clock and I would wake up at like 6 in the morning. So I'm enjoying not having to do that every day. But at the same time, I do miss having a routine and seeing my friends every day. And then also, like, there was something about having actual class that motivated me to do my work. And now it's just a little harder to get stuff done.
Totally. Yeah. And then I kind of want to know, just being in high school and having this intense following, do you find your relationships in school to be different, or is, again, just like it's all you know, or what do you see as it being in high school, but then also like doing brand deals and, you know, navigating both of those worlds?
It is a little bit weird sometimes, because I know that like my friends from school will follow me on Instagram and then I'll be doing these brand deals, but then when I go to school, I don't really talk about the stuff I do outside of school, and so they probably think it's a little weird, but I think everyone just kind of gets used to it. I'm going to a new school this year, and I think that was a big adjustment for, like, definitely for me, but then I'm sure people thought it was a little bit weird when I showed up.
I was going to say, I think Lauren's lucky, too, because she has had a big following for so long, and I think part of the problem is people get made fun of when they have, like they're trying to do social media stuff, and they have a smaller following. But when you have millions of followers, people are like, oh, that's cool. Like, that's great for you. So you're kind of lucky in that way that you had it for so long.
Yeah, definitely. I think people they're like, oh, that's really cool that you like have this following. And I guess they like respect in a way that that's what I'm that's what I do with my free time in the same way that some people play sports and stuff. And of course, when this was all starting and I did have a smaller following, I was in like, I don't even know, like what, grade five. And so back then, I don't even think my friends really had phones. So that wasn't really an issue for me. So I guess I've never really had to deal with like my friends bullying me or making fun of me for having a social media following, just because of how it all played out and how young I was when I started.
That's so interesting to me, because like starting anything at that age is so insane that you kept up with it. Like that work ethic is so important and like impressive. And it sounds like your family just kind of has that. You said your brother sings, your other sister does videos, and Maddie, you have your clothing line, which I am dying to hear about. It's called Artlist. Tell us how you got into that, what's going on with it, and all that good stuff.
Well, while all of this was happening with Lauren and our brother Johnny, I had a little bit of a following just because I'm related to them. And I didn't really post that much on Instagram or YouTube and stuff because I was at university. And kind of going back to what we were talking about, I was worried what people would think of that. So I held off for a little bit. And then once I graduated, I was like, I feel like this is a choice or like a place where I have to make a choice either to get a job and kind of live a life that I thought I was going to do. I was going to go to law school, actually, or do social media, maybe start something on my own. So after I graduated, I decided I'm super into fashion, and that was something I wanted to pursue. So since last April, I've been working on that, and it's the longest process ever, starting a clothing company, which I had no idea when I started it. And obviously now it kind of sucks because of the whole quarantine thing. The production's kind of been halted, but I'm working on it, working on the branding and stuff, and I really love it. So it's been so fun.
And is it e-commerce or is it sold places? Where can people find it?
Well, I've only put out one hoodie so far because of lens taken to develop. So hopefully it'll be out this summer and it will be online e-commerce. And maybe down the line, I'll have like an in-store partner or like a retail partner online to like Revolve or something like that would be amazing. But yeah, for now, it just would be on the website.
And that's really smart to start off with one product. I think a lot of companies are starting to do that, not only because it's more manageable, but you can like perfect that one thing and also just like create a brand even around that. I kind of think of, you know, like Summer Fridays when they put out just the one mask and they were known for that and they kind of expanded and got, you know, added more products to their line. But I think that's a really, really good strategy as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's nice because I've learned so much. Like going into it, I had no knowledge about producing clothing. Now I feel like I know it pretty well and we've made so many mistakes. So it was nice to make those mistakes on a smaller scale before it was like we had so much on the line. So it's been a great learning experience for sure.
That's awesome. Okay, now I want to talk about you guys as sisters. Like, what's your relationship like? Did it ever have a rough patch? How have you grown together? And what's it like doing the podcast together? I mean, Mads and I obviously have experience running a podcast together, but
yeah. Well, first, wait. I want to back up first. You guys grew up in Canada, right?
Yeah. In Toronto.
In Toronto, you guys are Canadian. And you guys are 8 years apart. So just how was your childhood and growing up? What was your relationship like? Or did you guys really foster it now with the podcast?
I feel like we've become closer recently. Like in the past few years, just because we spend a lot of time together. I think especially since she finished university, because well, like she lives with us like at home. And so I think you've almost be joked that Maddie's like my second mom, because like my mom, I don't even know. Maddie will be doing the dishes or I'll come downstairs and I'm like, I don't know. I'm like, good morning. And Maddie's like, what do you want for breakfast? And so in a way, she kind of is like my second mom. And I think that in high school, you were probably like more focused on your friends. I think we still had a good relationship, but I do feel like we've become closer.
Yeah, family's super close, but I had a totally normal high school experience. So I was like I prioritized my friends a lot. And I wasn't working in the same way Lauren is. So I feel like you're just more mature than I was at that time. Stop. Hate to say it, but it's true. So I think we definitely have gotten closer since I moved back from university, which was, I guess, 2018, and started the podcast. And I worked with Lauren like in a manager role for a little bit there. So that was fun. And now we just hang out all the time, which she loves.
Of course. Yeah, we have a very similar experience that like we, I mean, I'm definitely not Mad's mom. She, I think she would like it if I was. She's like, make me this. And I'm like, fuck no, you make it yourself. but I think that Mads and I had a very similar trajectory that like when we were younger, we were in different stages. And now that we started the podcast together, we've gotten so freaking close.
Yeah, I feel like it's just another level because you have to talk together for like an hour or whatever every single week. So it definitely brings you together. And it's so nice that you guys can do that, especially because you don't live together. Like we see enough of each other, but yeah. I'm sure for you guys, it's great to talk like that.
Yeah, it's a nice way to just like even catch up and foster a sisterhood and a relationship that way. Like obviously we have guests and we love getting to know new people, but there's also this added element where like, how often can you say that you just sit down with your sister and talk for an hour every week? Like that's just like so uncommon in most families. So it's a really special thing. So I want to talk about the Sister Diary specifically. So how long have you guys been doing it and what made you actually want to start a project like this?
So I think we started in July. So almost a year, it'll be a year this summer. And we started because I was obsessed with podcasts and I tried YouTube a bunch of times, like throughout university and stuff. And I didn't really love filming myself. I do it now a little bit, but I just like talking more than I like getting ready and filming myself and watching myself back. So I was trying to convince Lauren for so long to start a podcast. And eventually I just booked a studio and I was like, let's just go record an intro and we'll see if we like it. And we'll do it for the summer. So that was how I got her into it. And then we've still done it every single week. Almost every single week since then. So
yeah,
I roped her in.
Okay. You make it sound like I wasn't excited about the idea. I am. I'm just like a very,
she's a planner.
Like I was very excited. I'm just very much like a planner, I guess. I like to know exactly how everything's going to be done before we do it. And Maddie's a little bit more spontaneous. So she was like, okay, the studio is booked. I was like, what is it booked for? Like, what are we going to be talking about? It was just all very unfamiliar for me and like out of my comfort zone a little bit. So
that sounds like us. Scout is the Maddie in this situation and Maddie Mayo is the Lauren in this situation. I was like, let's do this. And she's like, wait, what? Like, what's this and what's that? I'm like, no, we're just going to launch in 2 weeks and we'll figure it out. And so that's funny. Sometimes you need both of those energies to like get shit done.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. I don't think we would have started it if I didn't book the studio, Lauren. So
that's probably true.
And I think we also were just looking for a way to interact with our audience in a different way because Instagram is very one-dimensional. And I think people don't really know you on Instagram and everything's very filtered and edited and put together nicely. And obviously that's not what any person is actually like. So we love having these long conversations and allowing people to really get to know us and build community. I think that's been like one of the best parts.
Yeah. And I think that even though a lot of the people who follow us on Instagram will come over to the podcast and that's where a lot of our listeners come from, I think we also have some listeners that don't necessarily follow us on Instagram or watch our TikToks or whatever else it might be. So I think it's cool that we've kind of built another community that way. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it allows you to be vulnerable in a way that most people are not comfortable with on Instagram. I think YouTube is probably the closest thing I can think of in terms of a more long form and maybe expressing thoughts and observations and opinions. And the podcast medium is just, it's so special in that way. So welcome, almost 1 year. You guys must be Thanks. So stoked.
Yes. I know, we have to have a party or something in quarantine.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, yes. Yeah.
You have
hopefully
to.
Not in quarantine, actually.
Oh my God. No, we should be out by then, hopefully. Let's pray. So tell us about the premise of the actual podcast. So what do you guys talk about? Who do you have guests on? What's the format?
Yeah, so like you guys, we are sisters, and I think that that's where a lot of the inspiration for our podcast comes from. It's like we are 8 years apart, and we have very different perspectives on everything that we've been through, but still we've been through a lot of the same stuff, so we can talk a lot about that. And I think that we talk about like skincare, we talk about fashion, drama, like a teenage drama, kind of just anything that, like, I know you said that you love Gen Z, kind of anything that a Gen Zer, is that what we're called? A Gen Zer would be into. So,
Like a wide range of lifestyle topics, I would say. And I think the interesting thing has been, we all kind of have the same experience in our lives.
like all of our listeners and Lauren and I, like everyone relates to the same things. So we're able to give advice and share our perspective. And it really does show that like everyone has the same stuff that they deal with and very similar interests too.
Yeah, for sure. And then as you asked, we do have some guests on our podcast as well. So a lot of the time it is just us, but then if we want to talk about something that we don't know a lot about or we want to hear from someone else in their experience on the topic, then we'll have guests come on the mm-hmm. podcast.
And also some of our social media friends.
Yeah.
So we've been in the industry for a while and lived in LA. So we do know a bunch of people that have bigger followings and they like to come on and talk and kind of share their true personality as well. And it's been a really cool way to show people what the entertainment industry is actually like. I think that's like a unique element of the show.
Also, I don't think you guys have put this together, and I should have said this before we started recording, but I'm Scout from Scout's Agency. So I've booked my clients on your podcast.
Yes, I realized that. It took me like maybe a few emails and I'm like, wait, I put it together. Like
I was just thinking, I was like, oh wait, I never said that like we have emailed back and forth for a few people.
That's so funny. I remember
that. Okay. I just thought of this on the fly, so we're gonna go with it. I wanna do like a Gen Z questionnaire because I need to get like all your thoughts on all the Gen Z topics. Okay.
Wait, how old Maddie Orlando, how old are you?
I'm 23. So I think I'm like on the very border of Gen Z.
You're like on the border. Yeah, yeah.
You're on the border, but you're in there. I'm going to lump you in there.
I hang out with a lot of 15-year-olds.
That's true.
I'll see if I can answer.
Okay, go, Mads.
Okay, number one, are you a VSCO girl and are VSCO girls still a thing?
Okay. they do still exist. I think the hibernation over the winter.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that I'm a VSCO girl, but I do. You see, this is hard because I do like oversized t-shirts, but like I would have to say no. Maddie's
the I'm absolutely not
a VSCO girl.
You don't wear Birkenstocks, so you're
that's
not a VSCO
true.
Girl.
Oh my god, I wear Birkenstocks. Am I a VSCO girl?
Well, you might be.
Do you have a Hydro Flask?
I do have a Hydro Flask.
Only because she read that VSCO girls have Hydro Flasks, then she got a Hydro Flask. Okay, she didn't like Lauren. Inherently have one.
Okay, I don't know then.
Okay, next is who of the Hype House is your favorite?
Who the fuck is Hype House?
It's a TikTok thing. Okay, this might be basic, but like Charlie's pretty cool. I'm not gonna lie. If I could dance like that, I would never stop dancing. I try and like do what she's doing, and it just doesn't come out the same way. So yeah, I'd have to say she's my favorite.
How old is Charlie?
I think she's like 15.
Lauren's age.
I think she's like 16 or so.
Oh my God.
I know. Scout, what are we doing wrong?
I'm like at my end of my 20s. Like, fuck, I don't even know what Hype House is or whatever the fuck you guys are talking about. Okay,
keep going. You don't need to know. You don't need to know. This is market research.
Oh, okay.
We do market research so that we just understand the next generation.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We have to be in the know.
Okay.
Okay. I'm just curious, like, do you guys read magazines? Because for Scout and I growing up, like, Teen Vogue and 17. Yeah. Magazine were like our Bibles. Is there something equivalent, or do you guys like read online or at all?
Do you read?
No, I'm joking. Like, do you read
I feel like the equivalent is the Snapchat news thing, like the Snapchat Daily Mail.
That's true. Okay. It's like, I actually, that's where I hear about a lot of like the celebrity gossip. So I guess in the same, like, there is that kind of like similarity there, but also, yeah, I can't say that I've bought any magazines.
No, only the ones that you're in.
I was going to say that because
it's kind of cocky.
But like, yeah, if my friends are like on
the cover
on a magazine or something, then I'll get it. But I can't say that I regularly read them.
Okay, that's good to know.
Good to know. All right, next is Emma Chamberlain still cool?
Yes, I think... No, that sounded bad. No, I like her. I think she's cool, but I think she, when VSCO girls were
she was becoming like a thing,
she was like the ultimate VSCO girl, but I think she's moved away from that and so has everyone else. But I think she's like in the past few weeks, I think people have started, I don't know, like she started posting again super frequently, and I think people are watching her again. But I've always thought that she's pretty cool.
Yeah, I like her. Like her videos. I feel like there's always waves on social media. So like that was a wave, and now TikTok is obviously taken over. So I'm sure she'll come back around. I feel like the people that are the best always do. But right now it's like Charlie and Addison and Hype House.
Wow, that is so fast. You know, like when I was in high school, like it wasn't that quick. Like if a cool girl was a cool girl, they were like a cool girl for like years. It wasn't like 6 months and then the next wave comes.
I feel like that's just like the attention on social media now. Everything's so quick. But I do think if you have great content and people like you and resonate with your personality, then you'll still remain relevant.
Yeah, and I think that also you see the creators that adapt to like what their audience wants to see. And I think that those are the people who continue to be popular. Yeah. Like I mentioned, like I think she's kind of changed what she's doing on YouTube a little bit. And I think it's a good thing because that's what her audience wants to see now.
And she's on TikTok.
Yeah, I think there's like a difference. I'm realizing that like the content creators that I follow who are in more my age range, they have less followers than your generation, but we like stick with them for a very long time. So like, I know you guys are on Dear Media. Like I've been following Lauren Bostick for years now. And like, I will always follow her. Like she's the girl I go to for X, Y, and Z. And then I have this girl that I go to for X, Y, and Z. So while my generation, like they have less followers, I think that we hang on to them longer, if that makes sense.
I definitely agree. Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that. And I also think that a lot of the older content creators are, I guess, just more open on social media. Or like, let's say that you're following a beauty influencer and they're like in their late 20s. I think that that's someone that you would really trust and you want to go to hear what their new favorite products are. And I feel like it's a little bit different with the kids my age because we don't really have like one category, I guess, or we don't, I don't know. It's like less, the kids my age don't talk a lot about, like, they're not super vulnerable on social media for the most part, which I think is also part of it.
That's true. That makes sense. I think that also just comes with like age. Like,
yeah,
once you've been through your early 20s and your mid 20s, you can talk about careers and relationships and all that good stuff.
Definitely.
Yeah. And then you care a little bit less about what everyone thinks of you, too. I think part of the reason people aren't vulnerable when they're young, and I definitely wasn't like in high school and stuff, is because you care so much about what everyone else's opinions are of you, like in general.
Definitely.
Okay. Who is the teen heartthrob at the moment?
Ooh, like, okay, as of this week, I would say it's the main character from the show Outer Banks.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say
Jay. What is her name? No.
Oh. Who?
Okay, wait. Who? Wait.
She was just waiting for someone to bring him up.
Just be quiet. Okay, so I have been obsessed with Timothée Chalamet for way longer than anyone else has been. Now, the thing is, I've seen him, there's all these edits on TikTok. Is he just like good for TikTok edits? Like what is this this weird surge of him on TikTok, which I'm not.
I'll tell you what the surge is, Mads. He looks like he's 15. So the 15-year-olds like him. Why you like him, I'm concerned.
I'm obsessed with him.
He does look young.
Yeah, I don't really know why everyone is so obsessed with him on TikTok. Like,
yeah.
I see it, but at the same time, I don't know. I think people just, they like him, and then they also like his personality, and then also just think he's a really good actor, and he looks good in his movies, and he, I don't know. I guess people, it's everything about him.
Yeah, no, because it's weird because, like, I also love Noah Centineo, and I feel like he would be also good. It's just strange that people had like latched on to Timothée Chalamet on TikTok. It just seems like there's so many others as well that are in that realm, but I'm not complaining. I'm here for it. And I keep it coming. Keep it all coming. Okay.
Everywhere.
Okay. You mentioned Snapchat. I thought Snapchat was dead. You guys still use Snapchat? Is it just for nudes now again? Is it like come back full circle?
Well, that's, I would say that I use it mostly just to, like, talk to my friends. Some of my closest friends, I don't even have their numbers.
They don't text.
Like, we don't text. The only reason I would have their numbers would be to FaceTime them. But I would say,
like, this girl does not text me back.
Yeah, no. If Nye Snapchats me, I'll respond so much faster than if she texts
me.
I'm
done. I'm done.
Wait.
Bury me now. I'm old. It's done. It's over for me.
Wait. You don't, like, post on your Snapchat story, though, right?
Okay, I would say people don't really post on their story that has every... Okay, hold on. People don't really post on their story that's like their friend's story, which is everyone that they have added on Snapchat. But
okay. The
thing is that there's private stories, which you can choose who views your private story. And so people will have like 5 different private stories for like their different levels of friends. So it's like the close friends. Yeah.
Oh, so do you not post on Instagram close friends, or do you also do that too?
I don't have an Instagram close friends.
I do that and she doesn't.
I don't do Instagram close friends either.
Okay, so I think I'm distinguishing between the millennial and the Gen Z. The millennial uses close friends on Instagram. The Gen Z uses Snapchat, and you can do several different layers of close friends. I like that.
Yes, that's it. Cool.
I think the craziest thing out is the streaks thing. Do you guys know about that?
No.
Yeah. I've deleted Snapchat for years now. So like, I've heard of it, but tell us what it is.
You can explain.
It's basically, I'm honestly couldn't really tell you what the point is, but basically people that you aren't even super close with will send a picture of like the side of their face or like a black screen just with an S on it. And it's just so that you keep in contact and you have a streak, which is just like the number of days that you've been Snapchatting consistently.
Yeah, like a score thing?
Kind of.
A number that goes up? Yeah.
There's a number beside the fire emoji, and that's how many days the streak has lasted.
Okay. Okay, so you do this with like how many people? Like how many people have you like had a quote-unquote streak with?
Right now, I probably have like 40 streaks, which you think that's a lot?
Okay, we were saying every day?
You just said these people.
We went on this girl's Snapchat to do her streaks because that's like a thing. Like people will be like, is it on TikTok?
Yeah, it's like
people will be like, who wants to do my streaks? Well, you just have to like select everyone's name. You send everyone the same photo.
Okay.
Yeah, but then you have to open 40 streaks from other people. Yeah,
but this girl that we logged onto her Snapchat, she had like probably 400 streaks and like 20 private stories.
I don't even have that. I don't know that many people. I don't think I've ever met that many people.
Like, does it unlock something or is it just for you?
No.
What is okay. the point?
I would say that, like, honestly, it's just to keep talking to people that you aren't really close with, because if I only talk to my close friends, I would talk to like 5 people on a daily basis, maybe.
But you're not talking to them. You're sending a black picture that says S.
Yeah.
Makes no sense.
Yeah. Now it's just like you'll send a random picture of your face every day. And so it's not like, it's funny because sending streaks has become uncool. So now you just send a picture of your face with no writing and no conversation. And it's just, I don't even know. It's just like a reminder that you exist. And that's,
it's really weird.
There's not much to it.
I am floored. I'm so concerned for the time that you guys spend on this. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. I've never heard. Wow. I am. Yeah. I've been off Snapchat for a while. Yeah, okay. Insane. Gen Z ask, what are your thoughts on James Charles?
Ooh. Okay. I was really into his videos for a long time. I think he's super talented, and I don't really know. I kind of stopped watching his videos a few months ago. I don't really know. I never like unsubscribed, but I don't really watch a lot of makeup videos anymore. So I think that
I think he was super popular this time last year. Like when Emma and him and the Dolan twins were hanging out, that was like the peak of, what was that group called?
Sister Squad.
Oh, the Sister Squad, yeah.
What do you mean? These people have millions of followers. They are still peaking.
I know, but it was nonstop news about them, and their videos would trend every single time they went up on YouTube, and they posted all, didn't they like record 4 videos at once or whatever, 3 videos at once? So they had like a little, a little group there. And they were just super hot. Everyone was talking about them. And then, I don't know. I don't really watch James either.
I've recently just gotten into the YouTube I'm now a David Dobrik fan, and I would like to be part of the vlog squad, and I feel like I would be his best friend, as I'm sure everyone else feels. Is David Dobrik like too old for you guys? I don't even know.
Well, do you like David? I don't really watch his videos.
Okay.
A lot of my friends watch them. I think especially like my guy friends, I watch them, I think, which is super funny to me. But yeah, I don't know. You watch some of his videos, right?
Our brother loves him too. I think it might be like a boy thing too.
Yeah.
Because he's crazy. Like David does crazy stuff in his videos. So boys are like, that's sick.
Yeah. Every guy also, I think, wants to be his friend.
Yeah.
Just because he's having so much fun with his own friends.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really watch YouTube.
You could watch David's videos because they're only like 4 minutes long.
I've watched one of his videos that Maddie sent me.
What did you think?
It was a lot. It was a lot of stimulation. It was fast paced, and I was a little anxious.
Scout, you need to watch Lauren's YouTube.
I've seen Lauren's YouTube, but I mean, I don't like go to YouTube on a consistent basis. Lauren, I thought you meant our friend Lauren. No, I know. No. I've seen yours too, Lauren, but I don't like watch YouTube like all the, you know what I mean? Like I don't keep up with it, if that makes sense.
It's definitely a Gen Z thing. It's so funny because that was not, like YouTube to us growing up was like, YouTube was like for music videos. It wasn't necessarily like a medium for influencers.
But that's not even true because I think just you and I weren't into the YouTube landscape. Like Lauren Elizabeth started like at the same age as you were on YouTube. And, you know, we just, for some reason, our group of friends wasn't into YouTube growing up.
Yeah, I was going to say I watched Lauren Elizabeth's videos back. I don't even know. It was probably like a few years ago, like 3 or 4 years ago. I watched all the older girls that were like, I don't know. I just thought, I was like, oh my God, I want to be them. Like all of the makeup videos and then just like lifestyle, you know, all of that. And so I think it's funny now because you talk about Lauren Elizabeth now and I'm like, oh my gosh, I used to watch her videos and like, I really liked her, you know?
Yeah. It's so funny how it like comes around.
And also like she's my age. So it's like crazy that like, you like kind of not forgot about her, but you're like, oh, Lauren Elizabeth, I used to watch her. And it just like, it proves how long people can be in this space and like reiterate kind of like have different lives even.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. I feel like she's like reinvented herself with the podcast. Everything. Yeah. Now.
Yeah. It's good to That's evolve awesome. For sure. And I think podcasting is like a new medium, new-ish kind of medium, especially with younger people. So I think podcasts are kind of like ahead of the time. I think they're only going to grow from here. So it's definitely a way to evolve, or like TikTok or whatever you want to do.
Yeah. Maddie, you said that you loved podcasts before you guys started. Mm-hmm. What are your favorites?
I love Skinny Confidential also. Who else? I listen to a lot of like health and wellness podcasts like Goop. Mm-hmm. I like The Morning Toast. Have you guys listened to that?
Oh, have we listened? Yes. I'm a huge toaster. Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. It's just easy to listen to. And I like it because it's like podcasts in general are just like can be in your ears when you're doing other things. So if I'm like doing my laundry or even like answering my emails, I'll just have it playing.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Maddie doesn't listen to music. Like a lot of my friends will, or like, I guess now some of my friends listen to podcasts as well. But I think in the way that my friends would listen to music, Maddie listens to podcasts all the time. Like all the time, this girl.
Driving.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what we do too.
You're just not old and cool like us.
Sorry, Lauren. Sorry.
Included.
Oh my God. Well, this was so, so fun. I'm so happy we had our first sister podcasting foursome, if you will.
That's one way to put
it. Love it.
Yeah, this is so great. It's okay, awesome.
Let everybody know where they can find you and the podcast and all that good stuff.
Okay, so my Instagram is Maddie Orlando. The podcast is The Sister Diary, and it's just The Sister Diary on Instagram also.
Yeah, and my Instagram is LaurenOrlando88, and then pretty much everything else is just Lauren Orlando.
And then wait, your TikToks, and then also can you guys follow us on TikTok? Yes. It's like we're putting out premium content and we're just like not going viral and it's like kind of confusing me. So if you could like go engage, that'd be great.
Okay. We will for sure. What's your TikTok?
My TikTok, I think it's just Lauren Orlando.
Okay. I think mine's Maddie Orlando 8.
Yeah, we gotta get you Maddie Orlando.
I know. I should see who has that, actually.
Yeah.
Send her a message.
Imposters.
And you can find us at OK Sis Podcast. Love you, sisters.
Yay. Love you.
Bye.
Bye.